Today's shir is Masechta Nazir, Daf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Hareni Nazir L'Chashiyah Liben. Somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son born to me, V'Noyel Liben, and he indeed has a son. Hareza Nazir, he's a Nazir. However, if a daughter is born to him, or a tumtum, or an androgynous, a tumtum is an individual whose simonim, whose private area is covered, and therefore we can't tell if it's a boy or a girl. An androgynous is an individual who has both the signs of a male and a female, says the Mishnah, ain't a Nazir. If any of those were born, he's not a Nazir. Explain the Beis Yosef and understanding the Mishnah. As our Gemara will indicate, and as we usually understand in the Chumash and the Gemara, when the Mishnah uses the word Ben, even though Ben means a son, it usually doesn't, we don't define it strictly as a son. Ben means a child. Why over here are we defining it as a son? So the Beis Yosef explains, the way to understand our Mishnah is, why is this person accepting upon himself a Nazirus? He's accepting upon himself a Nazirus as a Shevach V'Adah, as a situation of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping him have the son that he was waiting for. So here, although typically Ben means a son, here, any child, here means specifically a son. The Mefarshim also go on to say, and we've discussed this concept in our shiurim. Mefarshim discuss that there's a machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda about Sofik Naziris. Is Sofik Naziris lahachmir or Sofik Naziris lahakal? And Rav Shimon is of the opinion that Sofik Naziris, when we have a Shaila Naziris, we go lechumra. So ask Mefarshim, as we just said, a tumtum may be a male or may be a female. We just don't know. So we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, who holds Sofik Naziris Lahachmir, when a Tumtum is born, perhaps he should be a Nazir, because it's a Sofik Naziris, it's a Sofik that it's a male, and he goes L'chumra. Say to Mefarshim that even Rav Shimon, who's of the opinion that Sofik Naziris Lahachmir, here he will hold that if a Tumtum is born, he will not be a Nazir. Because the man who said, Hareni Nazil Chshieli Ben, meant only when it's certainly going to be a boy. And anything that's less than a certain boy, he doesn't mean to be a Nazir. On the other hand, if somebody said, Kishili Vlad, when a child will be born to me, I feel an Ilabas, if a Bas was born, a Tumtum, or an Androgynous, Hareze, a Nazir, then he is a Nazir. So here we have a number of interesting Shailas that I saw that the Mefarshim discuss. One Shaila is, what will be the halacha if somebody says, Hareni Nazir L'Chashieli, when I'll have Ben Oibas, a boy or a girl? And instead of a boy or a girl being born, a Tumtum and a Androgynous was born. Do we say that he meant any child, because he said Ben Oibas, or do we mean strictly a definite male and a definite female, someone who's not a definite male or a definite female, are not included? That's one shaila I saw that the Paiskim discuss. Most Mefarshim say if he said Ben Abbas, it's a boy or a girl, nothing else. Then I saw another interesting shaila. We have to be careful how we say this. Our Mishnah certainly says that a Ben sometimes is more appreciated than a Bas. And that's why we said at the beginning of our Mishnah, if somebody says Hareni Nazil Chashieli Ben, it has to be a boy. What would be the halacha if somebody says, Hareni Nazil Chashieli Bas? I'm going to be a Nazil when he have a daughter. So certainly, if he has a daughter, he has to be a Nazir. What would be the halacha if a Ben is born, a son is born? Do we say he said Bas, he wants a girl? And if he has a Ben, it's not what he was looking for. Or if our Mishnah is saying that a Ben is more desirable than a Bas, so certainly if he has a Ben, he should be a Nazir. Again, he said Bas, so the Mefarshim say we go with what he said. One more interesting Shaila that the Ragged Shover and the Tzafnus Paneich discusses. He says that the Gemara, many times in Shas, when discussing a tumtum, says that the tumtum has his private area covered, but ultimately it's nikra. It could be opened. It could be opened surgically, and then we could determine if the child is a boy or a girl. So ask the Ragachev the following shaila. Somebody said, Hareni nozach l'shieli ben. He said, only by a boy I'm going to be a nozer. And the child that's born is a tumtum. So our Mishnah says that a tumtum is not included in the category of a ben. Then they do a surgery, and his private area is exposed, and it turns out that he's a boy. So is he a nozer retroactively? Because he did end up having a son. Says the Ragachev, he will not be a nozer. And he brings an interesting raya. The halacha we know is that if somebody's firstborn child is a male, that child is a bechor. That child is a bechor. So what would be the halacha if the child is born a tumtum? And again, the same child, he's born a tumtum, and then they open up the private area, and it turns out that he's a boy. Does he have the halacha of a bechor? So the Gemara Masechta Babasra says that he doesn't have a din of a bechor. Because the Torah says, kiyil ish bechor. The Torah uses the word kiyiyah. He has to be a bechor, he has to, a son at the time of birth. If he's not a son at the time of birth, even though it ultimately is determined that he was a son, he's not considered a bechor. Says the Ragachev the same here. Even though this tumtum was ultimately identified as a ben, but since that wasn't at the moment of birth, at the moment of birth he was a tumtum, then that doesn't initiate a naziris. Continues the Mishnah. Hipila ishta, if his wife had a child who did not survive 30 days, so now since the child did not survive 30 days, we're not quite sure, was he a viable child or was he not a viable child? So the Tanakam of our Mishnah follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds Suffolk Naziris Lahakal. So we have a shaila if it's a Nazir or not, and therefore the halach is ain't a Nazir. The child will not create an obligation for him to be a Nazir. But that only follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Brisker Rav points out, till now we've always explained that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a situation where when the person said the Naziris, he knew that he may not be a Nazir. What was the case that we always discussed Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is going to refer to it in a moment, spoke about a situation where I said I'm going to be a Nazir if I find 100 pounds, 100 kor of tvua, of produce in my home. And I come to my home, it's nignav v'nevet, it's not there. So there the halach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that I'm not a nazir. Safik naziris lahakal. Safik naziris lahakal. But here, so I knew when I articulated the naziris that there is a possibility that I'm going to come home and it's missing. Here, the person didn't think about this possibility that his child will be a nafil. Still, the Gemara is saying that we apply Rabbi Yehuda's concept, Safik naziris lahakal, and he's not a nazir. However, Rabbi Shimon, as we just said a few moments ago, holds that Safik Naziris is Lahachmir. So here when the child is born, so we don't know, is the child a viable child, and he's Mechuyiv to be a Nazir, or is he not a viable child, and he's not obligated to be a Nazir? And as we've said previously, and it's worth repeating, throughout Halacha, if a person has a Shaila, we could tell him to be Machmir. We could tell him to act stringently. Here we can't do it for two reasons. One reason is we know that a nazir, when he completes his nazir's term, has to bring three kabbanas: a shlamim, an oila, and a chattas. So a shlamim and oila, a person could bring as a nedava. A chattas you can only bring if you're obligated to bring the chattas. And if you're not obligated to bring a karban chattas and you bring it, there's a shail of chulin bazara. So this person can't say, I'll be a nazir l'chumra. Can't be a nazir l'chumra. You may end up bringing a chatas that you're not allowed to bring. One issue. Another issue that the Paiskim discuss is as follows. We will discuss, and we have discussed, that a nazir, when he completes his naziris, has to shave all his hair with a tar. You're not allowed to shave your hair that way. A nazir has a din that he should. But if he's not really a nazir, he has no right. So just saying I'm going to be machmer is not an option. And we also will repeat a shaila that we discussed. We're going to learn that not all three kabbanas are essential. So why don't you tell the person, bring the oila or the shlamim, and that should be enough. And similarly, we're going to learn that taglachas enem akevis, taking the haircut is not essential. So why don't we tell the individual, don't take the haircut. So the Mefarshim answer, Chaznish answers, when is a taglachas not essential? When are all the kabbanas not essential? When you have the ability to bring all the kabbanas, you have the ability to take the haircut. There, you didn't take the haircut, it's not ma'akev. You didn't bring all the kabbanas to ma'akev. But a person who doesn't have the ability to bring the kabbanas, they're ma'akev. So here, Rav Shimon has a problem. What should he do? He can't act as a nazir, because he can't necessarily bring the carbon to take the haircut. But he cannot act as a nazir because the child might have been viable. Says Rav Shimon, Yoimer, person should make the following condition. Im ha yiben kayoma, if this child is a ben kayoma, hareni nazir chayva, then I'm taking on the naziris that I'm obligated to take. Vimlav, but if he wasn't a ben kayoma, harei ani nazir nedava, then this new nazir, this should be a new naziris. And then he should be a nazir, and he could bring the kabbanis and take the haircut no matter what. Continues the Mishnah. So the first child that was born was this child that Nebuch died within 30 days. Now Chozer v'yolda. She has another child, Baruch Hashem, a healthy child. So the halach is, harei ze nazir. So the Rishonim explained, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? Obviously, what was this person's nether? The person's nether was that if I'll have a child, I'll have a son, I'll be a nazir. So if the first child didn't make it, so obviously it's by the second child that it'll become a nazir. So the Rishonim answer, we might think that the way to interpret his nether is that he meant that if the child is born from the first pregnancy, he's only referring to the first pregnancy, any further pregnancy wouldn't create a naziris. Says the Mishnah, no. Even the Tanakhama agrees that what he means to say is the first viable child born will obligate me to be a nazir. So if the first child unfortunately didn't make it, the second child obligates him in a nazir. Rav Shimon, now we have a problem with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, and again, Rav Shimon say, if the person never acted on the first child's birth, so Rav Shimon would agree with the Tanakhama. So now he's a nazir for sure. But now the question is, let's say the person did what Rav Shimon told him to do. The first child was born. We don't know if he was a nafel or not. So Rav Shimon said the condition Rav Shimon told him to do. And now we have a shaila. If the first child was a viable child, so the second child doesn't obligate him to be a nazir. But if the first child wasn't a viable child, so now he has to be a nazir. So what should he do? So Rav Shimon, do the same thing that he did before. Yoimer, imarishim ben kayom, if the first child was a viable child, so I've already fulfilled my obligation. So Rishon Chayva, the first Naziris that I kept was the Naziris that I was obligated to keep. And now, Zu, this new Naziris that I'll take on, will be in the Dova. Vimlav, and if the first Naziris wasn't a Naziris that I was obligated to take on, so then the Rishon, the first Naziris, should be in the Dova, and this should be the one that I'm obligated to do. Our Mishnah and the Gemara Mitzvah Shem speak about a nafel. There's a beautiful word from the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says, Isha ki Tazria, v'yolda zacha on the keva. The Torah in Parsha Tazria discusses that if a woman has a child, and the Torah discusses if it's a male, for the first 7 days she's tamei, no matter what, and for the next 33 days she's tar, no matter what. These halachas aren't really that relevant nowadays. And then the Torah continues, if she has a girl, first 14 days she's tamei no matter what, and for the next 66 days she's tar no matter what. And then the Torah continues to say, uberois yimei tahara leben olabas, when these days end, yavi kabbanis, she has to bring kabbanis. So the Meshech Chochma points out, the Torah starts with the word zacha nekeva, and then the Torah uses the words ben abas. Why is the Torah not consistent in its wording? Meshech Chochma says as follows. When a child is born, we don't know that the child is not a nafel. As our Mishnah just said, during the first 30 days, if the child dies, he may be a nafel. So it's only a zacha nekeva. When do we know for sure that that he's not a Nefil. Over Moishi Beit Tahara, when the 33, the 66 days have passed, so the child is over 30 days old, then we know for sure he's a Ben Obas. That's one vort. That's how it's connected to our Mishnah. But there's another beautiful vort that I saw in explanation to this question. The Torah is teaching us a tremendous lesson. Ishikis Azriya, a child is born, he's a Zachor and a Keva, he's a male or a female. He's really no different than an animal. By animals, we also have males and females. After a parent inculcates in his children Kedusha v'tahara, he's mechanech them, he educates them, then they become Ben Abbas, then they become somebody. Otherwise, we start off as a Zach in the cave. When a child is born, what's he different than when an animal is born? The difference is b'lois yimei tahara. When you finish and you put in the chinuch in your child, then you have a Ben Abbas. But the Torah says b'mlois, it's our obligation constantly b'mlois yimei tahara, to be mashbiya, to influence our children with tahara, that they should really be Ben Abbas, Ben Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, hi my lememra. The Mishnah said, if somebody said I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a son, so if he has a son, then he's a Nazir. So what's the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Sefer, for the next thing that the Mishnah teaches us. The Bas Tumtum V'Androgynous, that if he didn't have a son, he had a daughter, or he had a Tumtum V'Androgynous, ain't a Nazir. Says the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, he said a boy, so these aren't boys. Answers the Gemara, Maritay Melech She'evnu D'Kamar. The word ben should not be taken literally. Maybe it means any child. Since he used the word ben, as we explained in the Mishnah, he's accepting in Aziris as a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had a son. So ben means strictly a son. The Mishnah continued saying, if he has a child, then it makes no difference who was born. Obviously, he said a child. He didn't identify if it has to be any specific gender. And I saw two pshatim. One pshat, again, is that even though he used the word Vlad, maybe it means a son, because that's considered a child that I want, a son. Or another pshat could be a little more, less chauvinistic, is like this. He meant a boy or a girl who are healthy, but he didn't mean androgynous or tumtum who have this problem. Kamashmalan, Vlad includes any child. Hipili ishtoi, but if his wife had this child, and we don't know if the child was a viable child or not, there the halacha is en anozer. Ask the Gemara, man ketanila, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, who is the tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. It's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that whenever we have a suffix, like we explained, when somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir, if I have 100 pounds in the house, and he comes somebody who doesn't have those 100 pounds, it's a Suffolk Naziris Lahakal. Here too, he's Mekel, because we don't know for sure. Continues the Mishnah, the Gemara, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon, however, said, Im Hoya Ben Kayoma, Hareni Nazir Chayva, since Rav Shimon is Machmer by a Suffolk, so the person should say, if the child was a viable child, I'm a Nazir Chayva, Mlav, Hareni Nazir Nadava. And we're going to explain the Gemara the way the Russian Taisus explained the Gemara. Hareni nozel chashiyeli ben. Somebody says, I'm going to be nozel when a child or son is born to me. Vipili ishtoi, the case that we had at the Mishnah. The son is born, but he dies within 30 days. Vihifrish carbon, and the person separated kabonis to be a nozer. Vichazav a yalda. And then a twin is born to that child. And we need to explain the Gemara. The first words of introduction we have to say is that a person cannot designate animals to be kabonis for his naziris prior to being a nazir. You have to first be a nazir, and then you could designate kabonis to be a nazir. So let's say I intend to be a nazir, but right now I'm not a nazir, and I really want to go designate animals to be my kabonis. The designation is meaningless. Here we had the following situation, explains the Russian Taisus. The first child was born. Didn't make it. Case of our Mishnah. So we don't know if the child was a Nefil, and therefore I'm not a Nazir, or the child was a viable child, I'm a Nazir. Then I designated animals for carbon Naziris, And a twin boy was born to this child, who Baruch Hashem makes it. So the Gemara Shaila is the fact that the second child made it a proof that the first child also made it, because they're twins. They came, as the Rosh says, from one tipa. They came from one act of having relations between the husband and wife. So if the second child was not a nafel, that's an indication that the first child is not a nafel, and therefore the Gemara will hold, therefore I am certainly a nazir from the birth of the first child, and therefore if I was mafresh kabonis after that first child was born, I was mafresh kabonis after I became the nazir, or do we say that since the second, we don't know, and it could be that the first child was a nafel, and at that, so therefore, I did not become a nazir until the second child was born. The afrosha kabonis is before I became a nazir, and therefore it's a meaningless afrosha. Ask the Gemara. Aliba the man. According to whom are you asking the shayla? Eliba the Shimon. If we're asking the question according to Shimon, Maitabailai, why is it a question? Homer of Shimon, as we've been saying all shir long, Savak Nazir's Lachachmer. And since we have a shayla, if the first child was or wasn't viable, according to Shimon, I am a nazir. If I'm a nazir, if I was mafresh to kabbonis afterwards, it's an excellent hafrasha. Ela leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The question is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Dama sofik naziris lahokal. Rabbi Yehuda is a makel. And now the question is, how far is he makel in this situation? Mai, kaddish or loy kaddish? Says the Gemara, mai nafkamina. What's nafkamina? Go, as the Mefarshim explained, if you don't know if these animals were properly designated, redeem them, and then be mafresh them and designate them properly after the second child was born. Says the Gemara, L'gizasa l'avadasai. The halacha is that an animal, once if it was properly designated to be a carbon, can never be used to work and can never be used to cut wool from, to cut its wool. So if the designation was a proper designation, they became Kaddish. And I can never use it. If it wasn't a proper designation, then not Kaddish, and I could use it. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a teiku. The Rishonim point out, there are two rules with an animal that was designated, as a Kaddish. One is you're not allowed to shear it and use it for work. And the other rule is that if you use it for your own private, personal use, you get Malkus. So the Gemara said, according to Rav Shimon, the animal is certainly Kaddish. And the Rishonim say, Rav Shimon will certainly say that you're not allowed to use this animal to work with, you're not allowed to use the animal for its wool. The Shaila that exists, say the Rishonim, the Shaila that exists is, what will be the halacha according to Rav Shimon if you use the animal for your own personal use? Would you get Malkus or not? Some say, since it's only misafik, you can't give Malkus. And others say that once Rav Shimon holds that Sofik Naziris Lahachmer, the animal is considered completely Kaddish. It's no different than any other animal that was designated for carbon Naziris, and if somebody used it for his personal use, he would get Malkus. The Paiskim relate this Gemara to a Shaila in Hilchis Avelis. There's a very interesting din in Shulchan Aruch that almost all the Paiskim disagree with. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If somebody had twins, first of all, you have to say one word, that the halacha is that if a child is born and he's a nafel, hilchus avelus don't apply. So if somebody had twins, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the first twin didn't survive 30 days, safek avelus lahakel, and we don't keep hilchus avelus. But there was another child born, and that child survived 30 days, and after 30 days, it died. Says the Shulchan Aruch, just like you didn't sit and keep Avelus on the first child, you don't even have to keep Avelus on the second child. Say the Mefarshim, why? If the first one was a Nafel, what makes the second one a Nafel? So the Gro wants to say it's Al Gemara, because Al Gemara says that the two children are obviously connected. So if the first one's a nafel, it's a proof that the second one is a nafel. However, the Taz and the Shach and the Bach and all the Paiskim disagree. And they say as follows, that if the first one didn't survive, and the second one survived, so they're considered two separate entities. And therefore, if the first one didn't live 30 days, there is no avail from that child. And if the second one lived more than 30 days, there is a velus on that child. That's the way we paskin. We should never have such a shayla. But they say, obviously, that just because the second child, Baruch Hashem, halavai, survives and lives to ripe old age, and the first one died before 30 days, we don't say just because the second one was not a nafil, it's a proof the first one's not a nafil. Why? Because our Gemara said it's a shayla. The Gemara says, is the fact that the second one not a nafil, is a shayla, is that a proof that the first one? And by avelus, we always go lahakal, and therefore we treat each child individually. The child that doesn't live 30 days, we don't keep avelus for, and the child that does keep, that does live Baruch Hashem 30 days or more, we have to keep avelus for, even though they're twins. Continues the Gemara. Barminei ben Ruchami Mirabaya. There's fascinating Meritz Chayis. The Meritz Chayis says like this. He says, there are many Tanoim and Amoroim whose name we find often in Shas. Rav, Abaya, Rav, Shmuel. He says, there are certain Amoroim whose name we only find once and twice in Shas. He says, when you see the names of those Manda Omrim, the Gemara gives them a name. It's not really their name. He says, since they're only mentioned once in Shas, the Gemara calls them by the name of the Shaila or the subject that they discussed. So this Ben Ruchami, says the Meritz Chayis, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara uses the word Rachmina. So that's why he was called Ben Ruchami, because he asked the Shaila that's related to Rachimna. That's why he got the name Ben Ruchami. That's how he made his mark. Barminei Ben Ruchami Babaya. If somebody said, I already nozel chesheli ben. Somebody said, when David the helps, and I'll have a son, I'm going to be a nozel. V'sham v'chaver v'omer v'olai. And somebody else says the word v'olai. Mahu. How do we interpret that v'olai? Adiburi mashma. Does he mean that just like when you have a son, not only will you be a nozel, I'll also be a nozel? Oh, agufe mashma. Did he mean, when I have a son, I'll be a nazir? How do we define the valai? We're first learning the pshat that Russian Taisus explained. Im tim tzolay ma'gufe mashma. And if you're going to say what he meant was for himself, you said, the first person said that when he has a son, he'll be a nazir. And when the second individual says valai, he means that when the second individual has a son, he'll be a nazir. Im tim tzolay ma'gufe mashma. He meant when he has a son. Om ha'reni nazir l'chshieli ben. What would be the halacha if the first person said, when I have a son, I'll be a nozer. V'sham v'chaveri, and the second individual hears what the first one says, and he says, v'ani. Here he didn't use the word v'alai, he used the word v'ani. How do we interpret what he said? A nafshikama, did he again mean himself? That when I'll have a son, I'll be a nozer? Oidil mahachikama, rechmina loch kavaseich. By using the word v'ani, he meant certainly that when you'll have a son, since Rechimna, I love you, I'll be so happy for you, I will also accept upon, and I will be a Nazir when you have a son. So the Rebbeinu Peretz has a very fundamental problem with this explanation of the Gemara. He says, what's the difference between the word Valai and the word Vani? Why does the Gemara suggest that the word Vani should mean more that I'm accepting Naziris when you have a son than the word Valai? So that's why the Rebbeinu Peretz has a different interpretation of the Gemara. He says the first case is where a person said, when I have a son, I'll have a nazir. I'll be a nazir. You hear me making that statement, and you say, v'olai. So there the question is, did you mean when I have a son, or did you mean when you yourself have a son? The second case, says the Rebbeinu Peretz, went like this. I say, when you have a son, I'll be happy for you, and I'll be a nazir. Now, you respond by saying the word Vani. So now, it's a good question. Did you mean to say, I'll also be a Nazir when I have a son? Or did you mean to say, just like you're happy for me, and you'll accept the Naziris when my friend has a son, my friend is reciprocating and saying, and when you have a son, I'll be a Nazir. It makes most the Gemara's geschmacker. Im tim tzloimer, and now the Gemara continues to say, perhaps, ka ba'ante ksifa le milsa. If you said you're going to be a nazir when you have a son, and I said Vani or Valai, and I say it in your presence, obviously I'm not talking about myself. It's a very selfish thing to do. You're obviously a person that's desperately waiting for a son. And you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be in Nazir when I'll have a son. So I'm going to talk about myself, a lie? That's what you do when somebody is thinking about themselves, you in front of them speak about yourself? So Kol Ba'ante, whenever it's in front of the person, Ksifle Milsa. Certainly I mean when you'll have the child. But what will be the halacha, asked the Gemara? Amma. Hareini Nozel Chishiyel Aplani Blen. We have an individual, let's say his name is Reuven. He has a friend, Levi. Nebuch doesn't have any children. So Reuven wants to daven and show how Levi should have children. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Levi will have children. I'll be a Nazir. That's Reuven's statement. V'sham v'chaveroi. And Shimon is standing there, hearing Reuven making this declaration. V'am v'ani. And Reuven, and Shimon also says v'ani. But Levi isn't standing there. Since Levi isn't standing there, Anashe Kamer, Shimon is certainly speaking about himself. There is no issue of being embarrassed. You're only embarrassed in front of the person that is being affected by the Naziris. Levi isn't here. So Shimon certainly means himself. Adoma, Hachi Kamale, Rechminale Kavaseich. Reuven is showing that he's a great friend of Levi's. How is he showing that he's such a great friend to Levi? That he's saying, I'm willing to accept upon myself a Naziris. If Levi has a son. So Shimon wants to say, I'm not any less of a friend to Levi than you are. And just like you accepted upon yourself a Naziris, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, then Levi will have a son. I'm also Levi's friend. And I also want to accept the Naziris. So what does Shimon mean? So when it says Tibai, it remains with a Shiloh. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, v'Nazir Kishiyeli Ben. A person accepts upon himself two Naziruses. One is he's going to say, I'm going to be a Nazir, accept himself a standard term of Naziris. And he also says, V'nazik Shieli Ben, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps and I have a son, I'm going to be a Nazir. And Hiskel Minor Shaloi, he began counting his Naziris, 30 days as a Naziris. And let's use this example. V'akach Noilu Leben. He's in the middle of his 30 days, at day 20, he has a son. And he said that the moment he has a son, he has to take on that Naziris. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Since he went in a consecutive order, he said first he took on his standard Naziris, and then he said the Naziris of my son. So Mashal Meshaloi, he finishes his term. After he finishes his term, Akach Manishal Benoi. Because he said first his own Naziris before the Naziris created by the birth of his son. And most Rishonim learn that what will be the halach in this person's case? He finishes his term of Naziris, brings the kabbonis of a Nazir, takes the haircut, and begins the second set. However, if somebody said the reverse order, Hareini Nazir Chishiyeli Ben, here he said that my Naziris of the son should come first, and the Nazir his own term. And his chamanah shaloi, and he started counting his own term, because nobody was born yet. V'akach loyal ben. And then his son is born at day 20. But here he has to take on that Naziris immediately. Because that was the first obligation. But he's in the middle of his own Naziris. What should he do? Meniach shaloi, says the Mishnah, he stops counting at day 20, suspends it. Minash shabanoi, counts the son's 30 days. And now he still owes 10 days from his Naziris, V'akach Mashal Meshaloi, then he completes the 10 days of his Naziris, 30 and 30. So what happens, just to follow the Mishnah's formula, is he'll have 20 days of his own Naziris, 30 days of the Naziris created because of the birth of his son, and then the 10 days to make up. But here we have a Shaila that the Rosh discusses at great length. In fact, the Rosh gives two Pshatim. The first Pshat, which is the pshat the most Mefarshim use in explaining the Gemara, as follows. Let's look at this person's situation. He counted 20 days, had a stop, counted a full term of Naziris of 30 days. Now the question is, when he ends those 30 days, does he take a haircut? and bring Karbonis? Or does he wait till the 10 days that he has to complete from the first Naziris are over? So the Rosh in the first Pshat says that he waits till the 10 days are over. Why? So Rosh has a very simple explanation. We're going to learn at great length in the Gemara that a Nazir can never take a haircut if he doesn't have hair that grew for 30 days. Says the Rosh, let's look at this individual. If he's going to take a haircut when the 30-day Naziris is over, and now he's going to have to keep another 10 days, he won't be able to take a haircut at the end of the 10 days, because he has to wait another 20 days to have a 30-day growth of hair. We don't want to put such a person, we don't want to put a person into that situation. Therefore, says the Rosh, what he does is counts to 20, counts to 30, counts to 10, and then he brings two sets of kabanas and a haircut. That's the first pshat in the Rosh. The second pshat in the Rosh disagrees. He says if the 30-day Naziris is over, the halacha is once the Naziris is over, it's over. So he has to take the haircut at the end of the 30 days. He has to make up 10 days. But when those 10 days end, he won't be able to take a haircut. Why won't he be able to take a haircut? Because he can't take a haircut from hair that only grew 10 days. So we'll have a very interesting situation, the Rosh says in the second pshat. His Naziris will end at 10 days, but he'll have to wait an additional 20 days to bring his kabbonis and take a haircut. Again, as we begin the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, most Mepharshim follow the first pshat of the Rosh, that he waits till the end of the whole 60 days to bring two sets of kabbonis and one haircut.